The news of our great adventure had swept right round the world. Hamburg laid on a civic banquet in our honour. The professor loved to tell the whole story of our experiences, omitting only the episodes with the compass. For a scientist to be baffled by such an unexplained fact is a mental torture. Back in his study, while looking at his collection of minerals, I came across the compass and started examining it. Then I gave a loud cry, and he came running to find out what had happened. "The compass!" I cried. "See! The needle points south, not north! The poles have been reversed!" He examined the instrument. Then he leaped for joy, shaking the whole house.
"So that is why we travelled south instead of north! But what caused it?"
"It's simple," I said. "During the storm, the fireball magnetized the iron on the raft and turned our compass topsy-turvy." The professor burst out laughing. From then on, he was the happiest of scientists.